This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. National Democratic Alliance, NDA, has unanimously elected Prime Minister Narendra Modi as its leader. During the meeting of the NDA leaders at Prime Minister's residence in New Delhi, a resolution was passed mentioning that India has witnessed all-round development in every field in the last 10 years during the NDA government under the leadership of Mr. Modi. The resolution also states that the people of the country have elected a strong leadership with an absolute majority for the third consecutive time after 6 decades. Besides Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP President JP Nadda and senior BJP leaders Rajnath Singh and Amit Shah attended the meeting. Telugu Desam Party Chief N. Chandrababu Naidu, Janata Dal United Chief, Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and other leaders of the NDA constituents were present in the meeting. President Draupadi Murmu dissolved the 17th Lok Sabha yesterday. Global leaders have extended their congratulations to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his party for securing a third consecutive victory in the Lok Sabha elections. US President Joe Biden congratulated Prime Minister Modi, the NDA, on their victory and nearly 650 million voters in this historic election. United Kingdom Prime Minister Rishi Sunak spoke to Prime Minister Modi to congratulate him on his election victory. Russian President Vladimir Putin has also extended his congratulations to Mr. Modi. Earlier, several world leaders, including from the UAE, Italy, Mauritius, Bhutan, Nepal, Bangladesh, Maldives, Sri Lanka, Comoros, Lithuania, Kenya, Czech Republic, Serbia, Nigeria, Spain, Iran, Korea, Ukraine and Malaysia congratulated the Prime Minister on his win. The partners of INDIA bloc yesterday met in New Delhi to chalk out their strategies on government formation at the centre. The meeting was held at the official residence of Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge in New Delhi. Talking to media after the INDIA bloc meeting, Congress President Kharge said, alliance partners discussed the current political situation in the country. Congress leaders Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi, JMM's Kalpana Soren, AAP's Sanjay Singh, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav, RJD's Tejasvi Yadav, CPI-M leader Sitaram Yechury, NCP-SP Chief Sharad Pawar, DMK Chief MK Stalin and others were present in the meeting. In Andhra Pradesh, NDA secured a historic mandate, winning 164 of the 175 assembly and 21 of the 25 parliament seats. The Telugu Desam Party National President N. Chandrababu Naidu is slated to become the Chief Minister for the fourth time. In an effort to facilitate trade, Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, CBIC, is electronically disbursing duty drawback amount directly to exporters' bank account with effect from yesterday. In a release, the Ministry of Finance said the payment of duty drawback amounts into the exporters' accounts will be facilitated through the Public Finance Management System, PFMS, automatically. This new functionality is expected to reduce time taken for payment of drawback amount by eliminating manual intervention in the drawback dispersal mechanism and increase transparency. In ICC T20 World Cup, India beat Ireland by 8 wickets in their group stage clash at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York last night. Put into bat first, Ireland were bundled out on a meagre score of 96 runs in 16 overs as Indian bowlers Hardik Pandya picked up 3 wickets. In reply, India easily overhauled the target, losing 2 wickets in just 12.2 overs, riding on Captain Rohit Sharma's 52 runs. In the next group stage match, India will first take on Pakistan on 9th of this month. In the French Open tennis, the second-seeded Indo-Australian duo of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden will take on 11th seeds Italian Simone Bolil and Andre Vavasori in the semi-finals today. Yesterday, the Indo-Australian pair defeated seeded 10th Belgium's Sander Gill and Joran Leeuwen in men's doubles quarter-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.